Thank you, Alan. Good morning to the ALAC and to the at large community. It is always a pleasure to be back in a room with you. We have a rather important topic to discuss, and we are tight on time. I have to apologize on several counts. First, I have an new GTLD program committee meeting today that starts at 10:15, and there are important issues to be decided upon today, so please make sure you push me out at 10:10. The other thing I wanted to flag is I have to attend to a family matter that requires that I leave Buenos Aires on Wednesday afternoon, but I will join the public forum and the public board meeting remotely as best as I can when the plane touches down at midpoint. And I do apologize for not being here, but you know that I'm with you in spirit, and if you have any issues, you know that I'm only an email away. And I do apologize to Lacralo in particular for missing the showcase, but you know that I am there with you in spirit as well and wish you a good event. Okay, so the topic that we are supposed to discuss today is about the next ICANN CEO. You would have heard the announcement that Fadi Chahadi will be leaving us next year in March. And the ICANN board is responsible for finding and selecting ICANN CEOs in general. And a search committee has been formed, and you will hear more about this committee at the session that the board will conduct on Thursday, right before the public forum. If you are having lunch, please make sure that you do not miss that session because it's quite important. You will have an understanding on Thursday on the search committee, its process, and the input that it would like to hear from you. What I did is basically to trigger the process earlier for the at large by flagging the criteria of the CEO in 2011, which is basically the baseline of where we are moving forward. And there has been some discussion in the at large with input being provided and put up on the wiki. What would be good is to hear feedback from you in this session so that you can also hear from each other in terms of your thoughts. And if you were to ask Fadi, what would be the requirement of a CEO, and I have heard him say this, there are three buckets, essentially. One is manager of an organization, the size and the area of responsibility of ICANN as it stands today and where it needs to go next. A diplomat, essentially, to deal with the community, internal and external to ICANN. And this includes the internet community as well, the ones outside. And also, finally, a community facilitator, of someone who understands you, empathizes with you, and can connect all the dots and try to address all the needs. So the floor is open, and I'd like to hear from you.
Sorry, I see Vonda first.
Okay, I can speak from here. Rinalia, thank you. And, well, I haven't shared this idea for so long, and I will repeat it here. So I don't believe that, in general, one person can have the two opposite profiles, like a diplomat profiles to deal with governments and all the community, and to be a huge executive guy to guarantee performance inside the business. So all the business around the world is going to a more cooperation idea to governance inside their business. So I believe that ICANN, as a really different way of business that we know, should also start to think about to have two guys, one completely involved in getting performance, deal with the business community, and the other more diplomatic profile to deal with the governments and deal with the community as a whole. So, and those can work together and start to show to the world that's the new way to do things. Big companies are starting to think like that, And the ICANN should be the first one to really implement this kind of a way. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you very much, Garth.
Garth Munn-Naralo, président de Naralo, prend la parole. On parlait ici d'un modèle, en réalité, qui existe dans beaucoup de pays européens, n'est-ce pas? Pardon. On a des problèmes de son, dit Alan Greenberg. Moi...
Why were you listening to a translation while I was talking?
I have a hearing problem and I was trying to listen to English, but it switched to Spanish suddenly. Let's start, try again, and let's hope it works.
Oh, okay. Entonces, también, no. So I thought maybe Alan was waving off my interpretation of Vonda's explanation as being a parliamentary model. But that's what it sounds like to me. That's, I kind of like the thought of that, but my comment was more about, I like the idea of us being a major part of this decision process and building the new criteria, and I welcome the opportunity for it. I feel like some of the previous choices were made in the dark, and because of that, we had different problems. However, I think that we are, in terms of the CEO, we are evolving, even though it's not perfect. I feel like we're getting a little bit closer each time to somebody who understands the multi-stakeholder model better. So I guess we're going from nothing to better, and hopefully to best. The person that is selected needs to be really, really have a personal integrity that is really above reproach. And that, I think, creating the trust factor is probably the most important thing. So trustworthiness and a sincere trustworthiness is extremely important. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Aziz next.
Merci, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. Firstly, I would like to say that this is the first time ALAC and Raylos have ever been asked what their opinion is regarding the CEO's profile. So, Renali, we thank you for asking this. Within AFRILO, we added this item to the agenda over last conference call, and most members, of course, wish for the new CEO to have a profile with a background in the public sector and in the private sector, but also in the associations business, in the sector of nonprofit organizations, which is important for him to be able to communicate a bit with ALAC and with all the different constituencies that make up ALAC and ICANN. So it should be someone diplomatic, without necessarily being someone who comes from the diplomatic spheres, but someone who has a sense of humanity, who's close to people. And then we were also thinking that Fadi comes from Africa and he's of Arab origin, but why not, we think, have someone from a developing country. We've already had an Australian, we had two Americans, we had someone from New Zealand. So why not someone from a developing country, either from Africa, Asia, etc. And so it should be someone with ease of the language. It is very important to speak different languages. I speak French personally, and so I think I find it much easier to discuss with our current CEO because he spoke French fluently and he spoke other languages too, which is very important. So it should be someone who knows the different regions, who has already been to those different regions, and who has knowledge of the culture. I have other ideas, but I'll end here. Thank you.
Thank you, Aziz. Sandra next.
Thank you, Ellen. It's Sandra speaking. First of all, I would like to mention that it might be a difference depending on how the Ayana transition works out. Those person might have different skills in terms of bringing a process alive or continue with the process when the community can agree. Or if there is no agreement, then there might be, we might end up in a stage of risk management for ICANN as a whole. So I think this might be a difference. Secondly, something I would really recommend is that the new CEO takes itself very, very lot of time to understand how the multi-stakeholder model works. Garth mentioned it already, we are getting closer with every CEO, that they really get a deep understanding on how this community works, what are the dynamics within this community, how are the stakeholders connected to each other, and so on and so forth. And the third thing I would recommend is that a new CEO should maybe not bring too many new ideas, but rather continue with the ideas which are not ready yet. I mean, bringing in so many new stuff was probably good in order to get ICANN's operation to work, but those stuff has to be somehow understand the community and the multi-stakeholder model as well. And I mentioned it earlier when Sally was here, there are so many departments cooking their own little soups, good soups, but with a lot of duplication and a lot of confusion in the air. So I'm really hesitating. I used to say when, usually in the offline world, when a new CEO arrives, he makes new furniture in his office. At ICANN, when a new CEO arrives, he sets up a new website, which is a total mess for this community. We are still suffering from the new change of the website. For academics, for instance, thousands of links just disappeared for their academic research work just because there was the need for a new website. And this new website is not really functionable. It's not really user-friendly. So if a new CEO arrives and sets up a new website, brings in a lot of new stuff and a lot of new ideas, this would be, I think, the worst ICANN could happen. Let's rather continue with the processes underway. Let's continue with this. Let's close the gaps and let's be less ambitious, I would say. Thank you.
Thank you. Raf, next.
Raf Fatani, for the record. Moving away from personalities and traits, and maybe building on a little bit on Sandra's first point regarding the period in which this is happening, which is during the Ayana transition, and the different needs of a CEO and president if a transition goes ahead and if it doesn't go ahead. And I was wondering if the thought of actually having an interim CEO, an internal person that can manage to the end of the current tenure of Fadi, and then we start the process again, building on then depending on where we are, rather than finding someone from outside the community trying to get them up to scratch during a period where it's actually quite sensitive. Thank you.
Just for the record, Fadi has said he plans to stay through the transition, either the failure or the success of it, but not to leave partway through the process. Tijani next.
Merci, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. Tijani speaking. It's very easy to follow others because a lot has already been said. The three items that Renalia mentioned are very high-level points, but they're still very valid. I'd like to go back to what Garth was saying regarding trust. He spoke of integrity. That's something that's very important, even paramount to our community. That should be an essential element in our choice. And in my opinion, the next CEO shouldn't come from the internet industry, because the internet industry has a state of mind which has not opened up to the other communities. And so that person could not include all the different components of the community. I will not go back to what Aziz was saying, that we should find a CEO from a developing country or an underserved country, but I would like to say that the CEO shouldn't be absolutely Western-minded, shouldn't be someone completely oriented towards this state of mind that Westerners have when they consider things. It should be someone open-minded, someone who understands very well the other communities, even if it is someone from the Western part of the world. It should be someone who could include everyone, all communities, all nationalities, anyone who works with internet, who uses internet. So I think the next CEO would have a very important role because he is to follow up after Fadi, who really turned tables on our organization. And I think it should be someone who will go on working on the globalization of ICANN, someone who's efficient, who pushes things through. It shouldn't be someone who won't bring new projects, but rather make progress with what we have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have two more speakers on the queue. Renalia has said we must kick her out in 30 seconds. So I ask people to be very, very brief. I'm sorry to have to do this, but it's better to be heard briefly than to have her outside the room when you're speaking. Fatima next.
Speaking in Spanish, Fatima for the record.
Thank you, Renalia, for putting this topic on the table for at large. When it comes to the profiles, I won't express my ideas here because I will do it on the mailing list. However, I'm not so optimistic when it comes to listening to the community. It is always the same. It is a North American citizen, and that is the CEO of ICANN. So I would like to say something apart from what we have said about the profiles. We, the ones who are volunteers in the community, have a commitment. We are asked for a commitment. So I would like that the new CEO had a commitment and that he would finish his term and not leave the ship in the middle of the storm. So I don't know if he's giving up or not, but I would like to take that into account. That is to say, that is more commitment on his behalf. Thank you.
Thank you. And the last speaker, Sebastian.
Thank you very much. To be short and to be sure to be understood by Renalia, who speaks very well French, I will talk in English. I will say things completely crazy, but why we need a CEO today? We may work very well with a leadership team in place today within ICANN. And I just want to give you one small insight of when the discussion was about hiring the new CEO last time. During the discussion, I say, in fact, we need to hire three of the four candidates. And everybody, as their usual, laugh at me and say, no, we need a boss, we need a CEO. Then we end up to hire Fadi. And what's happened in the next 3 months? He hires two of the other candidates. I don't know how it's happened. I never said that outside of the boardroom. It's the first time I expressed that publicly. But I think it was a good way to go. And this good way to go, it's we don't need to find the person, we need to find the team. And if we try in this direction, it will be less difficult. We don't need to have the one who will be able to do everything. And we have already a very good team. Then maybe we can live with this team for a few months and see what's happened. And then the CEO will come naturally, I will say. Thank you.
Thank you. To Olivier.
Thank you, Alan. Olivier Crapin-Blanc speaking. And I think that the search party should ask itself two questions. The first one is ICANN a business, a trade organization, or an organization that acts for the public good. The second question is whether ICANN is a North American corporation, just like Milton Mueller told us earlier, or is it a global organization? Thank you.
Thank you for the 30 seconds and those two comments. Renelia, closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the input, which I find extremely useful. I just wanted to flag the key points that Sandra raised regarding the impact of the IANA transition that will certainly affect the choice of who it is that we select coming in next, and also the next stage of where ICANN is going. Certainly, I think ICANN, personally, I think ICANN is in, needs stabilization. We have been on a growth tangent. We need to stabilize, strengthen, deepen, and we shall see. So on Thursday, please feel free to come forward in the public forum and share your views again, because I think it will be most appreciated by the search committee, and I will definitely relay these comments to the search committee itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renelia. Without any undue introductions that I think are not needed, especially since we now have his name in case we don't know who he is, Fadi Shahri.
Thank you, Alan. Buenos dias, good morning, bonjour, Ramadan Kareem to all my colleagues who are here during their holidays. Always come to see you after my performance review. So I just left the board where the board reviews my performance. It's always before I come to see you. It's very good. It's very good, actually, because it's a sobering, always a sobering visit with the board. I told the board something, which I'll tell you. I've been on the job for 3 years. I don't think I understood this job until now. And then I'm leaving.
That's why you're leaving?
Olivier asks, that's why you're leaving? Because you finally understand the job? No, that's not why I'm leaving. But certainly, I want to tell you, this is a very, very complex job. Very complex. It is complex because it is not a job. It's three jobs. I am the executive in charge of a $150 million budget spanning 300-some people in 30 countries. And in that role, I'm an executive who must answer to thousands of people. I've never been a CEO in a job like this, because this is a job that requires more of a tribal leader than an ex-CEO, someone who knows how to bring everyone around to make decisions. So what is different about the CEO role is that the decision-making process is very different from any decision-making process I've experienced in my life. And that's just the CEO job. The second job is that you're a political ambassador of this institution that is a very unique institution. There is nothing like ICANN on the planet. Nothing. There is no private company that has 151 governments who show up to give it advice. There's just no such thing on the planet. Professor Nye at Harvard is coming back from retirement to write a book about this because he says there's just nothing like it. So Yet, I arrive to countries, not to the VIP lounges, but in coach sometimes to just show, rush through security. In Canada, I got strip searched before I could go meet with the minister. So I am an ambassador or president of an institution, but yet I have no flag. And that takes incredible persuasion to actually be able to meet with political leaders. But you have no power. I have no tanks and no flag. I have the power of the value of the internet. And that's it. That's a second job that no one told me I'll have. And of course, when I arrived after Snowden, everybody needed to figure out who to talk to either kill them or to tell them what to do. And so I politically did not expect I'll be in this maelstrom. But this was the second job. And it's a totally different task and a totally different set of... So when you are helping us write who the next CEO should be, it's almost like you need to write this second job description. And it's very different from the first one. And then there is a third job, which it's the job I understood last. And that's the fact that I'm also a community organizer and facilitator. Not just listening to the community, no. I have a proactive role to participate in keeping our community strong. Not leading the community, but facilitating and enabling the community. And that's a very different set of qualifications, because people who are good at being CEO are typically not good as being servants. I'm a community servant. You have to be a community servant. That's the role took me longest to understand, and it took actually a breaking point. Some of you will know about this one day. I'll write it down in Istanbul last year for me to actually fully appreciate that I'm not being a good community servant. And then I had to switch and start doing things differently. And for those of you here who attended our SOAC dinner a few days ago, a couple of nights ago, wasn't it, Alan? A couple of nights ago. Compared to, say, our SOAC dinner, which you didn't attend, Alan, in Singapore a year and a half ago, was day and night. Because we're now a community, and I feel part of it. So these three jobs are what the new CEO has to come in and do. It's not easy. It's very, very hard. Very hard spiritually, very hard physically, very hard mentally. And therefore, I urge you, and I said this to my board this morning, it is very important that the learnings we got out of my tenure and the transformation ICANN went through during my tenure, because ICANN is a different organization now. All of us transformed it. It's a different place. That is imparted fully to the next person. Because if we leave them with what I was left with when I arrived, it'll take them another 3 years to figure it out. You cannot afford this. ICANN cannot afford this. The political environment can't afford this. So we must make sure that the next person is vested with the knowledge of what has happened and what we've done. And therefore, I beg the board today to make sure there is enough time for he or she and I to spend time together. It's very important. Otherwise, I got 10 minutes out of Rod Beckstrom. Honestly, 10 minutes. My predecessor. Now, some people say it's good you only got 10 minutes. But I actually disagree. I really, Rod, understood a lot of the things, took me time to understand. I needed to spend time with him. I needed to understand from him, even his or to go surfing with him or whatever, but I needed to really understand things. Now, the board did its best to explain things to me, but the board is not all these things. The board is, in fact, almost itself just another island of activity that I must understand. For example, our board is not a board. The fact we call it a board is a problem. So I keep dealing with it like a board, because I've dealt with boards since I'm 28. They're not a board. They're bored about 10% of their time. 10% of their time, they are like a board. They get together, boom, 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 they make decisions like a board. But they're also a tribal council. They're a tribal council. They represent tribes. And my father-in-law was a tribal leader in the villages in Lebanon, so they would, all the tribal people would come and form their council, and once a month they meet. And the dynamics of that are not a board dynamic. Robert's rules and all the stuff that we use to run a board meeting don't apply to a tribal council, because people come with very different interests. And so the board is also a tribal council. The board is also a political body. So just like I have three jobs, our board should have three names or three functions. And if the next person doesn't understand that, they have difficulty. So I don't know what to tell you other than this is the best job I've ever had, by far. I loved every minute. I will love every minute left. This is by far the most rewarding job I'll ever have, now till I die, period. I'll be telling my kids about what I did here, and hopefully they'll tell their kids, because I loved it. I loved every minute of it. And lucky is the person who will take my place. As hard as this is, it is a lucky place to be, because you get to see and understand and learn and do things that would be very hard to do elsewhere. So, and I would be encouraging many of my colleagues, friends, people I know, to look into being part of ICANN. Not just be in my job, but to be part of this great community. I have every good feeling towards you, towards this community. And finally, before I hear some of your questions, I want to tell you that from now until I leave, which is the last day of the Marrakesh meeting, I will be and will remain committed to you and to ICANN every single minute. I'm not doing anything else. I'm not running to another job. This is my job. This is my commitment. This is where my heart is. This is where I will be till the last minute to finish the political phase of this transition, which I will do. You can count on me. And when I leave ICANN, I made myself available to the board as much as they need, to the new CEO. I will give them all the time I can to help them in no capacity other than a community member who wants to help them. Okay? That's my commitment. Any questions to me?
Okay, I'm told Fadi has a hard stop in 4 minutes. We have, at this point, four speakers in the queue. I've got Sandra, Fatima, Raf, and Holly. And I will close it at that point unless we get an extension. Each of you have about 30 seconds if we want an opportunity for Fadi to actually say anything back.
Thank you. It's Sandra speaking. Just a quick question. Would you or do you think it would be wise to engage really three people? Sebastian mentioned it already. There may be a leadership team instead of one CEO. Do you think this would work, to have three CEOs with different tasks?
No. We have a deep bench at ICANN. We have a fantastic bench of managers right now. When I started, I didn't have that. I didn't understand whom I needed. So, for example, my relations with the technical community have been frayed for a while. Why? Because I did not have people who understood that community by my side to help me, to guide me. Canaries out there who come and tell me, Fadi, this is how you need to deal with them. Today, all the staff is there. But it took me a while, because also no one told me, this is what you need to do. Go get these folks. This person will help you there. I had to figure this out by making mistakes, and I made many mistakes. My hope is to help the next person not make them, but also you don't need three. You don't need someone who can do all the things. You don't need another Fadi. Don't try to necessarily replace me. That's not the solution. Because when I came, there was nothing in terms of depth of understanding of the complexity of this job. ICANN was dealing operationally with digital archery, may I remind you. right? I mean, this is the level of operational fighting we were having. We didn't have a deep HR development department. We didn't have financial capabilities. We didn't have, I can go on, the list is long, but all of this is here now. So you don't need me. You need a person who can come and take ICANN to the next phase, who's better than me, but now settled with a deeper team and a richer community and a richer staff. He or she will be lucky because I have a superb team, an amazing team to serve you at ICANN. So no three people, not a solution. Intel is the only company that built this concept of two in a box, and they would put two CIOs in a box, two people in a box. It didn't go well. They actually have now completely stopped it. And this organization needs a leader who is now focused more on my first job, not my second, not my third. Because a lot of the community leaders are now where they need to be, and a lot of the political machinery of ICANN, from Rodrigo to all the people we have around the world, is in place. What we need is someone to finish the internal management of ICANN and get it to the level it needs to be. And it's not done yet.
Having lost complete control of the meeting, we now have six more people in the speaker list. And
let's go.
I'll let you go until Cassia takes you away.
She does that very well.
Next, we have Fatima.
Fatima, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. This is Fatima for the record. I will speak in Spanish.
I have a question and a remark. The question is, are you going to leave the three letters to the next CEO? The final letter says that if everything goes wrong, he or she has to resign. In the previous session, I talked about the profiles of the new CEOs, and I talked about the commitment of the CEO about completing his term. We volunteers are asked for some commitment, and I think that same commitment should be required from the CEO. I think it's a contradiction that you are telling us it's the best job you have ever had, and you are leaving without completing the job somehow, or before it is fully completed. When we teach or communicate our experience with our students, we who are professors, and we talk about leadership, we always say that the leader is the person who may start and complete the process. And I would love to have seen the process of accountability and AI transition completed before you left. I hope you may give all these advices to the next CEO, because the community will need it. Thank you.
Percent of the Spanish. So, but thank you for testing me, as always you do, Fatima, with Spanish. Look, I want to tell you something. The most important project at ICANN today is to strengthen ICANN's independence. That's what we're doing. And not just ICANN's operational readiness, which we're putting a lot of effort on, but its independence. I don't use that word lightly. ICANN is not independent today. It's not. It has minders. When ICANN becomes independent, you become the minders. The world is not ready for that. They're very worried about that. This is why they're trying to create all kinds of structures to make us, because they don't trust us. They don't understand our model. They don't know how you guide me. It's very strange for them. So they're trying to create all kinds of new structures, you know, members, whatever, all that stuff, because they just don't understand this. They don't believe this. They don't believe that people, volunteers like you, could come and tell me what to do. They don't. I will not leave till this independence is done. I will not leave till it's done. And it will be done by next March. The political end of the mandate on ICANN will be done by next March. I have to finish this. If I don't finish this for you, then frankly I have left you with a major wound that is not easily solvable. And there are layers and layers and layers of complexity to the transition. The community sees about the top two, but there are layers of complexity inside governments, inside power structures, inside different places. Luckily, we have enough people now managing all those layers so that we can get out of this clean, and we will get there. But please, I beg you, do not give up on the multi-stakeholder model. Do not fall into a legal trap that makes us easily capturable. And I want to commend ALAC for its courage in this discussion. And I saw him personally, you know, argue for this, for you. Do not let special interests, special governments control ICANN. I won't, but help me. We have a road to independence between now and early next year. We will finish it. We have to finish it. I promise you.
Raf, 30 seconds.
Raf Fatani for the record. Well, with the aim of time, I'd just like to, first of all, thank you for your time, but also I'd like to welcome you and encourage you to join a RELO post you leave and continue with the community post leaving and being part of it from the other side. And I think there's a lot of value from us and from us to learn from you as well. Thank you.
Holly, 30 seconds.
What will you miss most?
The people. There's no question, the people. There are many things I won't miss. There are many things that are difficult. But the people of this community, and despite the fact, you know, we bicker and we do all of this all the time and we get at each other's, but it's the people. It's all that will be left. It's the human giving that happens at this altar every single day. You know, I had an employee work so hard that, and she's a young employee, that she slept on her keyboard and accidentally her head was on the delete key. So this is how hard people give to this community. She deleted 200 emails and when she woke up, she had to, and this is, yeah, Olivier doubts. No, but people give. This is an altar where people keep coming and giving. And that's why I will miss the people the most. I will.
Thank you. Aziz, 30 seconds.
Merci.
Aziz Ilali takes the floor. Thank you, Alan. Being someone who witnessed the birth of ALAC and its evolution, I would like to thank Fadi because he attached great importance to our constituency. I hope the next CEO will give us even more importance and more momentum. You have been the ambassador for us as a CEO. You should know that you have also created new embassies throughout the world. It is those ALSs that have been created and that have joined us. Your visit to Rabat was an example of everything you've done for Africa and for your creation of embassies. Thank you. Fadi takes the floor. It is me who thanks you, Aziz, for what you do every day, what each of you do in your regions. It's amazing. And Sébastien always said that to me when he was a member of the board. ALSs are ICANN's treasure, and they're not well understood, not yet in any event. But, for instance, when we speak at ISOC, they say that their greatest treasure is their chapters. They say it. We don't say it, not often enough, and not yet. But you are our greatest treasure, and we must do something with that. It's something we haven't done to this day. We have supported you, and I look at your group today, and I must say it is amazing. But we must go on working together. I still have 10 months to go. Remember that. Keep that in mind. I'm not leaving tomorrow. I have another 10 months to go. And I have decided to end in Africa for a reason. You know that. Firstly, because I promised you that. I promised you that that meeting would happen, even if I wanted to quit the organization in December. But I'm going to stay until Africa, because we have a lot to do for Africa. But you... you all are our treasure. So we must engage. We must commit more.
Thank you. Barak, next. Sorry, I was told you're in the queue. Shunla's last.
Okay, thank you. This is Sho. I think my comment or question has been asked by Fatimata, so I will just skip. But my final comment to Fadi is to thank him for, I think one of the things that I value in him is the fact that he takes people's comments or contribution, what they're saying, more importantly than the person. It's a surprise when you write to him and he responds. I was so surprised in some of the communication. So that is very important. And I think when the new CEO comes also, he needs to learn that. Thank you for the community engagement. And we hope that you still remain with the community, even when you leave. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fadi. Thank you, Cassia. We had one more item on the agenda for this session, that is the Category 1 high-risk TLDs. We are going to defer that and hope we will have the time in the next session. We're on coffee break now. We will start at 11 o'clock sharp. I'm going to start at 11 o'clock sharp, even if the room is empty. And I might simply adjourn the rest of the discussion, and you won't have a chance to talk if you're not here.
Yes, please. Yes, yes.